Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned Daf Kuf Chof Aleph on Masech de Bava Basa. Some of the topics we learned about include L'hoyi Yom Tovim LiYisrael K'chamisha Asa Ba'avu Chayim Kippur. There were no days as festive for Klal Yisrael as the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. The six reasons why the 15th of Av is also a festive day. Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lavi Zeh B'Zeh. On this day, the daughters who inherited land from their father were permitted to marry into other Shvatim. Yom Shehutru Shevet Binyamin Lavi B'Kol. On this day, all women were permitted to marry a husband from Shevet Binyamin. Yom Shekolu B'Mesim Midbar. On this day, they realized that all those who needed to die in the Midbar as a result of the Chet HaEgel had already died, and Hashem resumed speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu intimately and affectionately as before. Yom Shebitlu B'Hishaya Ben Ela Pardesais. On this day, the king Hoshea ben Ela eliminated the sentries placed by Yeravim ben Nevat to stop people from going to Yerushalayim during the three festivals. Yom Shenitnu Haruge Beito Likvura. On this day, the corpses of Beitar were allowed to be buried. Yom Shepiskin by Melichris Eitzim Lamaracha. On this day, they stopped chopping down trees for the fire of the Mizbeach. Shiva Kaflo Eskala Mekula. The seven righteous people who together covered all the years of the world's existence because their lives overlapped. The Gzera of the Meragim applied only to those who were between the ages of 20 and 60, and they all died in the Midbar, but the Gzera did not apply to those who were either younger than 20 or older than 60, and they were permitted to enter Eretz Yisrael.